The American Cancer Society's Michael Burgess says while the Centers for Disease Control recommends New York State spend $200 million a year on tobacco cessation programs, the current state budget has just under $40 million allotted for them. Burgess says in the past, it's been demonstrated that spending the money on things like a smoker's quit line works.
We believe it actually saves money because we're spending over $10 billion in health-related costs in the state for smoking.
The smoking rate among New Yorkers has plateaued in recent years at around 16%, and the rate has actually increased in New York City. The state health department has quietly begun a new anti-smoking ad program. It features young people who developed cancer from smoking. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.